EUE. This is KB3KBT. Go ahead.
Station any station. This is KO4NUE. KO4NUE. Looking for a contact. Over.
Or EUE, KB3, KBT.
Station, I copy. Kilo Bravo Tango, Kilo Victor 3. Is that correct?
Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango. Very difficult call sign. I've been chasing you around the dial. I can't keep up with you.
I'm desperate. I'm trying desperately to talk with somebody. I don't think I've recognized this call sign. I'm originally from Campobello. I have a base station set up there, but I have a cabin on the 12-mile river out in the middle of nowhere in Pickens, South Carolina, and I just installed my radio and an antenna today, and I'm trying to see what I can do. So, can you give me any info?
I'm in Pickens, North Pickens, Tater Hill area, which is up Route 8. You are loud and clear and strong signal, so whatever you got up, you're doing it.
That sounds good. This is my fourth day. I got my license about 90 days ago, and because of what's going on all over the world, it's taken me this long to get a radio, and it's still not the radio I want, but I just had to settle because you just can't get them. And so I'm on a mobile Yaesu 2980R, and I put up a 53-foot antenna this morning by myself. So, So say you're out of Tater Hill?
Of Tater Hill Mountain. It's actually one of the side roads off the mountain. Gives us pretty good elevation. I can just barely hit the Mount Mitchell repeater from here, operating at FT 8800 mobile with a base antenna. It's been doing the job fantastically.
That's good to hear, man. How long you been doing this, over?
We moved into this house about 2 years ago and finally decided to set up a ham shack. I operate both public service and amateur radios, so I've been doing it for a little while. Very limited knowledge on HF, a lot of high-end knowledge on VHF and UHF. So, did a lot of public service work. I'm actually an emergency physician, do command physician work in the field.
Well, that's pretty neat. Well, I'm 27 years retired military. I did two tours in Iraq, and last deployment beat me up pretty bad, and I decided to hang it up, and I had some basic medic training above what every soldier receives, but, you know, absolutely nothing at your level, and so I decided to get into ham radio because, well, just so much going on in the world that I didn't want to be left in the dark as far as the information goes, so I decided to go this route, and so far I'm tickled to death with it.
Story, 8 years in B-52H models out of Carswell Air Force Base, got out to become a physician because they told me I'd stay in the cockpit for the next 20 years, and I said no thank you. Did emergency medicine for about 28 years, and finally kind of burned out and had enough. So now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
Man, I hope you don't ever grow up. You know, I mean, I'm 49. I turned 49 in January, and transitioned transitioning out of the military for so long was very, very difficult. I mean, it was just, I can't even describe how difficult that was on top of, you know, other issues from experiences in Iraq. And so it's been a difficult journey, but obviously have found something that keeps my mind sharp, or attempts to keep my mind sharp, and keeps me kind of active. And break nice to turn a radio on and have a pleasant conversation instead of hearing somebody on the distant end having a really, really bad day. So, you know, this is quite a pleasure.
And glad we can help out with that. But also caution that things like that don't go away, and it's going to get worse. So you need to keep all your skills up. Understood?
KVT. So I got a ham question for you, since I am an amateur ham. And I'm going to give you a statement, and I just want you to tell me if I am within the ballpark or not. So after doing this for 4 days, I can already see that I need a bigger antenna, a bigger radio, and more power, and I'm probably going to be divorced in about 2 years' time. Is that about right?
10D7J mobile. Probably correct. I tried to get around that by sucking my wife into getting her own license. She's KB3KBU. I'd be KBT, so that figures how that happened. And she hasn't gone any further than technician, but she's just learning to get comfortable with the radio and enjoying herself. As far as bigger radio, more toys, it's always going to be that way.
NG7J mobile.
NG7J mobile, go ahead.
On the wife, you don't have to worry about it until you hear the shotgun blast. Then you know you've gone too far. Bigger radio for 2 meter, probably not needed. A different radio for HF, probably needed. A bigger antenna for 2 meter, probably not needed. Many antennas for HF, probably needed. It just depends what you want to do, but welcome to the hobby. I've been doing this for about 8 years, and I'm really enjoying the hobby, so I hope you do as well. November Delta 7 Japan, Bob in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Assessment, KB3KBD.
Call sign again so I can put it in my logbook.
Yep, November Delta 7 Japan, ND7J. Name is Bob. I'm good on QRZ or ND7J.com, my website, or all my information is up there, so have at it.
November Delta 7 Juliet. Name is Bob out of Hendersonville.
Exactly correct.
You still there, KVT?
Roger, that was a beautiful assessment of the whole situation right there. KB3, KVT.
K4EHD, monitoring.
Rig and a 2 meter antenna at 50 feet. I'm not sure you're going to be able to improve on that a whole lot for 2 meters. I'm not saying you can't, but at that point, with an antenna at 50 foot and a 2 meter rig, increasing the radio, maybe more power, okay. Antenna at 50 feet, I think you're probably good to go for 2 meters.
Roger that, last calling station. So, I still am getting some strange looks from my wife because she is, she's been going through my, the last couple of days, I've caught her looking at my internet history, so she's asking me some questions, you know, what's Gigaparts, and what's hamradio.com, and you know, this, that, and the other. So she's giving me these strange looks with her eyes because I'm assuming she's kind of seeing what all this stuff costs. But, you know, I just tell her, hey, it don't cost anything to look.
If you spend wisely, it costs a lot of money to be in this hobby. Excuse me. If you spend in foolishly and jump out and buy the first thing that you think you need to buy. If you do some research and talk to the people that have done it for some time, you can save yourself a ton of money. And if there's something that you like or want that's out of your reach financially, don't buy something cheaper or something less quality because you got the money right now. Save your money and buy it right the first time. Don't waste your money buying it three times. Been there, done that. So go visit my website. You'll see I've got addicted to the hobby, but in a good way. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. If you need any help, feel free to contact me.
So I have put my call sign into QRZ, but I have not updated anything as of yet because I'm still learning the radio and everything. But just for your information, I mean, not that you're interested or anything, but I do have a YouTube channel. I have a machine shop, and when I retired from the military, trying to find something to fill that void, I took all the equipment that me and my dad had accumulated over the years, and I built engines. So I kind of started off with an elderly man wanted a Packard engine built, and he got put in the hospital, so I thought it'd be nice to put it on YouTube so he could watch it in the hospital, and after that it just kind of got crazy. So I kind of do that in my in half of the day, and then starting to do this. So just for your knowledge.
Well, if you've got a machine shop, you've obviously got some skills that will really help you in this hobby, building mounts and brackets and what have you. And you know, you could look on the internet and you know, get some ideas, look at it, what it is, measure it, build it yourself. I never thought that I would build antennas when I started this hobby. I thought I would always be a buy it and put it up person, but I haven't bought an antenna in years now. I'm just getting ready tomorrow actually to put up my second tower. So it is an addicting hobby somewhat, but it's also a fun hobby. And if you use your head, you can do it budget-friendly. There's a thing on your computer somewhere that says erase history. I'm just kidding you. You might want to utilize that function if you're worried about internet history. But I don't erase mine because I always like to go back. If I found something good, I want to be able to go back and find it.
I'm learning that. So the past 2 years, I have an FFL. I'm a curio and relic collector. I don't deal or anything, but I'd like to collect M1 Garands, and you know they all look the same, and that's a plus for me because they all look the same, so I can sneak and go buy a rifle and then next week buy the same rifle and they relatively look the same. Well, I noticed the other day that there was little dots of different color fingernail polish on the butt plate of two of my Garands, and I just didn't quite know what to think about that. So finally I caught my wife in there with fingernail polish, and it dawned on me that what she's doing is that she puts a different dot color of fingernail polish on the butt plates so she can tell how many M1 Garands I got. So I think I'm just gonna pick one color and just put all one color on the butt plates just to mess with her.
Buy an additional color and put it on the next new gun, and then when she asks about it, say, oh, I've had that one for a while, look at your nail polishes on it.
Yeah, man, you ride along with me. So yeah, that's good.
You know, there's one thing you got to do to finalize that. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Got to put the bottle of fingernail polish that you use on the new gun in her fingernail polish collection. Therefore, you can go see. There it is.
Man, I thought I was evil, but you're a different level. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, friend, Yeah, I'm always waiting for the shotgun blast. I started putting together a new tower here about 3 months ago. I've been working on it, and it's actually going up tomorrow. My last child that lives at home, my grandson, and my sister-in-law have traveled to Texas for a week. So I am utilizing these days to finish this tower with the more than likely statement will be said, that's been there for a long time. Didn't you see it?
Well, something tells me that they put up with more than we think, and they just be quiet sometimes. But, you know, hey, man, if you are able to sneak a tower in your backyard without your wife noticing, hey, kudos to you, because I've been trying for years, and there's no way I can pull that off.
I'm just saying that the piece of jewelry that I slipped in between the process paid off, if you know what I mean.
She's sitting right next to me, and she is laughing hilariously at this. KB3, KBT.
Who gave away the ham radio secrets? I'm probably going to be admonished from the club meetings for a month or something. And this is actually a tip to those women listening. You know, there's always a barter system. You need a new antenna, I need a new ring.
KBT, Kilo Bravo Tango, Kilo Victor Tango, and Kilo Victor Uniform. So I just want to say that my wife has just put up with me for 27 years, well, 25 years, and she knows all of my antics, she knows all my tricks, or I think she knows, and we're able to have fun about it and just joke and carry on, but, you know, when I reach my limit, I know where that limit is, and you're right, I can usually bribe her with this, that, or the other, and so to appease her with the radios, we did a lot of Space A travel before COVID hit, and I agreed to go to France with her when Space A privileges opened back up. So that's kind of helpful, and it's give and take, and I don't mind giving it all, but it sure is fun trying to get something over her.
But my wife's the same way. You know, she, when I put my receive array out on the front lawn, which you can't really see anymore, but when I did that, she was, having a stroke, and then she cooled down a little bit. But I'm at my limit. I'm at that line for two reasons. I think if I try to put another tower up, I will hear the shotgun blast, and it'll be too late. And actually, I've utilized all my property. Might be able to put one more tower up. Maybe I could sneak one in, but I think that's going to be... I'm not sure that the wife will go for a third one, but hey, fellas, it's been good talking to you. I got to run to the house. I just got home. I'll turn on the shack radio when I get in, if anybody's around and if anybody wants to holler at me. November Delta 7, Japan's the call. The name's Bob. Give me 10, 15 minutes if you're interested. I'll be back in the house. ND7J, 73.
ND7J, Bob out of Hendersonville. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. And I'm usually on the net every day. If you ever need any help with welding or machine shop, anything like that, feel free to give me a call. I'm not too far from you as far as Hendersonville goes, so just let me know, bud.
Who else out there needs a hand? Always happy to help. And also, anybody listening, look up W4DXCC convention. It's in Pigeon Forge in September. Those that are newer to the hobby would really enjoy this. Those that have been into the hobby for a long time will also enjoy it. Great convention. Lots of fun. Look it up on the web. ND7J, I'm going to be QRT for a couple minutes until I get in the shack. 73.
K4EHD.
Here you go ahead.
Outstanding. Thank you very much. My first call with my new ham. Thank you very much.
Really the other fellas out here. Let me get into the house. I'll turn the shack on. I want to do some HF tonight anyway. And I'll be inside in just 5 or 10 minutes. I'll toss my call out on the frequency. NT7J clear.
HD, K4EHD, this is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. How copy, over.
Coming in loud and clear, I am coming to you right outside of Hendersonville. I'm on a Yaesu ST60. Again, first time calling tonight.
K4EHD, I got my, I've been on the radio for 3 days, so I'm a new ham too. I got my license 90 days ago, but I've been fighting trying to get a radio for a while. And so I know that feeling, what it's like to be on for the first time, and I am not experienced at this, but I can tell you from 4 days and being a new ham myself that this is a very enjoyable experience. Everybody's really nice. They're really helpful. And, you know, if you just need to pass the time or just need somebody to kind of listen and talk about absolutely nothing, hey, this is the right hobby, man. You made a good choice.
To that, I was listening to you and the first gentleman talk a little bit about your military history, medical, and then when Bob joined in, it felt like a crowd. I was ready to take the leap and step in, so I appreciate that. Can you give me your call one more time?
Calling station, K4EHD, it's Kilo Oscar 4, November, Echo. Located at my second take location in Liberty, South Carolina, right on the 12-mile river. I also have a base station in Campobello, South Carolina, about 54 miles from here.
I believe I may have picked you up a weekend before last when you were in Campobello.
EHD out of Hendersonville. I'm not sure that was me. I've only been on the air now for, that's possible. Maybe a Sunday, maybe last Sunday, because I've only been on the air now for about 4 days. So, yeah, that possibly was me.
I'm actually, I live outside of Atlanta, but I have a weekend getaway outside of Hendersonville, and I've been learning how to program some of the repeaters from both places, and really been listening for the last few months. Took the leap. I'm waiting on Bob to get back in because I would like to have some antenna discussion tonight as well.
If you don't mind, what's your name?
My name is Jim. Again, Jim, K4EHD.
Bob definitely would be your man. I'm not nearly experienced enough to even remotely have a discussion like that. It's all I could do to get the radio programmed and get the antenna up by myself. And, I'm just tickled to death to be here, man.
What's your name there,
Chad Hightower out of Campobello, South Carolina. But I'm like you. I have a kind of a weekend getaway up on the 12-mile river. It's a little bit less than that, though. I don't know how to describe it. I inherited a farm up on the 12-mile river. And there was an old cabin on the place, probably about 200 yards off the river. And I fixed it up and put me a little, some solar panels in it. And I got a pond off the property, and I pulled water off of the pond and threw a filtration system and UV lights to sanitize my water. And it's a small cabin. Just very remote, and me and my wife come up here to get away, and just to be prepared. I did have to shelter here four times through COVID. My daughter is in high school, and every time she got exposed, the school would send out a notification, hey, you've been exposed to COVID. So we would separate for during the quarantine and to keep me and my wife from getting sick. So I've been up here, had it for 3 years now and kind of turned it into something kind of nice.
I got to tell you, that's a scary story because it's looking in the mirror. I'm at a remote cabin that I got from my father, running a little bit of solar, pulling water out of the... I'm telling you, I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Hey, man, that just means we're like-minded, that's all. But, listen, Jim, if you... sounds like you got the solar thing figured out, but I'm definitely pretty good at solar. I got this thing figured out. I built a little mobile pack and hiked it in here on my back three and a half years ago, and ran a skill saw with it to fix the cabin up and get everything working. Once I got the cabin kind of livable, I just expanded the whole grid enough to do what I'm doing now. So I'm on the radio off of, 12-volt batteries off of solar, and I got water, I got food, I'm set.
Yes, I'm running a propane refrigerator, running a propane oven and stove out of the oven, running propane hot water, some more lights, recharging computer, phones, things of that nature. I want to keep it like it is. I don't have any plans.
K4 EHD. Listen, you're breaking up a little bit, bud. If I lose you, hey, I enjoyed the conversation, and it's nice to meet like-minded people. And if you ever need any help with, like I said, I got a machine shop and a welding shop on the side. And if you're a ham and need some help, then hey, I'm there, bud. I'll be willing to help anybody.
Roger that, Chad. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a pause and listen for a little while, and I don't know if my battery's going down, but I'm going to just do a little listening for a while. Thank you. K4 EHD.
And KO4 NUE. This is KB3 KBT. I got to sign off for the night. You guys have a wonderful night. Enjoy the conversations. 73s. KB3 KBT, clear.
KBT, this is KO4 NUE. Hey, brother, I enjoyed the conversation, and I'm glad I was able to make KVU laugh a little bit. And hey, if you ever need anything that I can help you with, I'm not too far from you at Liberty. I'm at 381 Whitmire Hill Road is the address, but it's actually a plat number. There's no address listed in the county, just a plat number, because there's no registered residence on the property. But you feel free to contact me anytime for, I can help you with anything you might need help with dealing with metal. So give me a holler.
Appreciate that. You have a great night. Well, we got to talk later because it sounds like we got some very similar interest as well. KB3, KBT, out.
You have no idea, KBT. 73, good night.
4 KRF.
KRS, this is KO4 NUE, over.
What that was, you broke up a little bit. Not sure if that was back to me or letting me break. This is Kilo Fox 4, Kilo Radio Fox.
Station, this is KO4 NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. Say your call sign again, over.
This is Kilo Fox 4, Kilo Radio Fox. I'm not sure if I'm out of range now. I'm on I-85 outside of Spartanburg.
Kilo 4, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Romeo Foxtrot. This is Kilo 4 NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. Has a little bit of noise. But I got about a 4 out of 5 on signal strength, and you know, you sound pretty legible to me. But you know.
Thank you. Yeah, my name is David here. I'm just headed up to Virginia from Georgia, and I heard you guys talking, and it was an interesting conversation. I've been an amateur radio operator for 40-something years off and on, but really kind of only got back into it in the last, since COVID, I guess. I really kind of got my radios back up and running. Name's David. Back to you.
Hail from David.
In Texas. I mostly grew up in California, but I teach at University of Georgia now, so I'm down in Athens, Georgia. Been down there about the last 10 years.
David, well, listen, it's nice to hear from you, and I actually am in Campobello, so if you're on 80, excuse me, my base station is in Campobello. I'm up in Liberty right now, but Spartanburg, I mean, that's about, I don't know, 85 is probably about 10 miles from the base station where I'm from in Campobello.
So, were you saying you were in Iraq? I have a funny history with the military. I wasn't in the military, but as a musician, I've been to some interesting places doing MWR and USO stuff.
Morale, welfare, recreation. Yes, sir. So, first deployment, I was at Doha. Camp Doha in Kuwait, and then halfway through that deployment, I moved to Camp Buka, right on the border, and from there, spent about a month or two in Baghdad, at the Baghdad International Airport. I don't know, for probably 90 days, and then redeployed back home, right?
Okay, well, I was in all those places, but probably just for a few days. 2009, it's been a while, but we did some interesting stuff. We traveled by, 2009 was interesting because we traveled by helicopter. We went to some forward operating bases and put on shows. It was pretty interesting. My father was in the military, so I'm not like really freaked. I wasn't really freaked out by being in a war zone or anything like that, but it was definitely interesting playing, shows with
the second deployment, I deployed as a company first sergeant, and spent most of my time in Blackhawks, Chinooks, C-130s, and Sherpas, and I don't have an issue too much with the helicopters, but the Chinooks, oh man, they just shake you, just beat you to death. And I just, you know, I just don't like those things very much. But I spent too much time in them, I guess.
As much time as you probably did in them. I just never understood in the Blackhawks why you just didn't put some doors on them.
No, I mean, I guess if I had to answer that, it would be, well, I don't like flying, and it kind of makes me sick to get up to that altitude, and then if you close me into a box, now I'm all claustrophobic, too, so I guess there might be some logic behind that.
I think I always thought they did that on purpose, so they'd scare us civilians a little bit. But anyway, I went to a couple other places too. I was at I think they called it Talil, something called. I'm trying to remember the place. It's just north of Baghdad. I'm trying to remember the name of that place.
Okay, so Talil Air Force Base is, let's see. All right, so north of Baghdad is Basra, or JBC, and then Talil Air Force Base would be Adder, A-D-D-E-R.
It's been a while, and, I'll think of it in a minute.
Baghdad would be Balad, Spiker, Al-Assad, and Mosul, Erbil, Davis Jones, and the grain mill. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Did you say Taji or Haji?
Oh, I know what Haji is. I just can't remember the name of it, but I think it was probably... Anyway, I just feel like it was probably about 40 miles or so north of Baghdad. I just can't remember. I'll remember it one day.
It doesn't matter. it's not important. I'm not sure that anything in that country, as far as I'm concerned, is important. So, you know.
F4KRF, I'm going to clear because it sounds like there's a net coming up. See what's happening here.
4 Kilo Romeo Foxtrot. It was a pleasure talking to you, boss man. If I can ever help you, this is Kilo 4 NUE 73.
Drop your call sign in QRZ. I'm going to send you something. All right, clear. This is Kilo Fox 4, Kilo Radio Fox, clear.